Thank you, Rosa. Okay, today we're going to begin a series of two shiurim in Inyanei Brachos. It's going to bring us Hananin. Okay, the Gemara in the Masechta Brachos in the beginning of the sixth parak says the osel adam henos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, that it's forbidden to get any pleasure from this world without a bracha. Right? In other words, it's also to eat. In other words, without a bracha, make a berkas hanenin, and then you're able to eat. Without a berkas hanenin, one is not allowed to eat. One exception, maybe more than one exception, a person, God forbid, is an onin, loses a relative. So we assume that from the time of the death to the burial, no mitzvahs are performed, no positive mitzvahs. The Losa says he still has to keep. You're not allowed to eat treif, you're not allowed to wear shatnas. These things still apply. But the mitzvah's essay don't apply. The Yerushalmi says either mishum kvodo shel meis, because it's not covered under the meis, that he should be involved in anything but focusing on the meis, or just practical, that you need him to bury the meis, say lo misha yiso maso'o. So I could take kach that the halacha is that when someone loses a relative from the death till the burial, he eats without making a bracha. That's the din of aninus. But the classic way is that it's explained. Rabbi Friant has this in the Sefer, Rabbi Ram says from Tversky, others say it over, Rabbi Neza, others, that even though you would say, well, isn't this an Isser? To eat, you know, to get Hanam, Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha, and no Isurim are lifted for an Onen, it's just that he doesn't do mitzvah. So the classic way people say over is that the mitzvah stems. The issue stems from the mitzvah. So, in other words, Chazal made a mitzvah to say Birkas Hananin, and they put teeth into the mitzvah. And they said, if you don't do the mitzvah of saying the bracha, then it's also for you to eat. So, Mamela, when there's no mitzvah, because he's an onen, Mamela, there's no issue either. We assume that Birkas Hananin is only the Rabbanon. Some want to say the Pnei Yeshua suggests maybe it should be a Daraisa, because the Gemara says it's a Svara. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma seems to imply that any Svara is Daraisa. Because if you have, because the Gemara says something logic, so the Torah didn't have to state it. So that could be a Daraisa. But we normally assume it's a Drabbanu. And Pashtus is, therefore, we assume Sofik Drabbanu Lekula. That if a person's not sure whether he made a Birkas Hananin or not, so we say Sofik Lekula, and he does not have to make it. Whereas by Birkas Hamazon, if you're not sure you benched, and but you're full, so then you have to bench again. But by Birkas Hananin, we assume don't. Even though some want to say that Birkas Hananin should be different, because since there's an issue involved, so maybe, true, it's a suffix, but it's also suffix mitzvah, but it's also suffix gezel. Right. But we normally assume that the same idea that we said before, people normally assume that the Isser only stems from the mitzvah. So if you part it from the mitzvah, you part it from the Isser. Okay, so that's the story about the status of a Birkas Hanen. Now, Birkas Hanen that everyone has to make for themselves. But we could say in certain cases where there's a kviyas, like by Hamotzi, one person can make Hamotzi of the whole family if they're all sitting together, there's a kviyas. But if you're not eating from the bread, you can't make hamotzi for somebody else. See, by tefillin, if you don't know how to make the bracha of tefillin, and you're putting on tefillin, I can make it for you. That's the idea of af al pi sheyatza motzi. That even though I don't need to make the bracha for myself, I can make it for you. But for Birkas Hanenin, it'll only work in certain situations where there's a kviyas, where I'm making it for myself also, then you can listen in. That's called Shomei Kohen. Whereas when the man of the household makes Kiddush, say Friday night, so he needs Kiddush for himself, so everyone can be Yotzei with his Kiddush. But what if somebody came late, and they don't know how to make Kiddush? So he can make Kiddush again. Because, because that's the principle of Yotze Motze. In other words, let me write this on the board so it'll be clear for you. There are two principles. There's Shomeya Keone and Yotze Motze. So Shomei Ka'onah means, say, if I make Kiddush with my family, say Friday night, so I'm making it and no one else is making it. So that's Shomei, and everyone else is listening, the answer on me. So that's Shomei Ka'onah. And that you can do. But then the same thing applies for the motzi. I can make a motzi for everybody. And that's also Shomei Ka'onah. But Yotze Motzi means that I already was Yotze already. I already made Kiddush. Say, so somebody comes to my table, they came to the meal late or unexpected, and they walk in the middle of the meal Friday night. Right? So they don't know how to make Kiddush, and they don't know how to make Hamotzi. So Kiddush I can make again for them. Because that's the principle of Yotze Motzi. And even though I already was Yotze ready, but since Kiddush is an obligation, so then I can be Motzi somebody else. Even though I don't need it for myself to make the Kiddush. I made Kiddush already. I can make Kiddush for you who walked in late. That's the concept of what we call Arvus. That there's a responsibility that I have for someone else. So therefore I can make for someone else. But Shomei Ka'onah, now, well, what about, so this guy walked in late to my house, and we already started, say, or he came in by surprise, and we didn't know to wait for him, and we already started. So I already make Kiddush, I can make Kiddush again. But what about Hamotzi? So Hamotzi I can't make again. What's the difference? Because Hamotzi is what we call a Birkas Hanen. It's a Birkas Hanen. It was a bracha we make on our own. But not only Hamotzi, all the brachas. Or even Zonos, or a prayer, Adamba, or a prayer, Eitz. All these things are Birkas Hanen. Birkas Hanen, we say, we could say, certain times we could say Shomei Ka'onah if there's a kviyas. and we're all sitting together like by the motzi. But Shomer, but Yotzei Motzi, he can't sit. So if he doesn't know, if he walked in late, I'm going to make Kiddush a second time for him, but I can't make Hamotzi a second time for him. So he's going to just have to repeat after me. I won't say the same Hashem. He'll have to read it from a transliterated, whatever, sitter or something, or I can help prompt him, but I can't say the whole bracha with the Shem Hashem and everything like that. He'll have, like, some people know Baruch Hashem will give him off all of the half-part they can say if they don't know how to say Hamotzi Lach Menorah or whatever. So that, I can have him say that, and then they repeat after me, Hamotzi, Hamotzi, Lach Menorah, and he'll be saying it himself. Because when it comes to Brikas Hanenin, I don't have a responsibility. There's no orvus by Brikas Hanenin. So I can't make a bracha for him. I can make a bracha for myself, and you can be Yotze in certain situations, like by Motzi at the table. I can say Hamotzi Lach Menorah, and you could listen along. And that's the difference. Shomer Ka'ona means I'm saying it for myself, and you listen. The person reads Megillas Esther, so he's reading it for himself and for everyone else. So that's Shomer Ka'ona. But once the Baal Kori is Yotzei ready, he's reading it, say, then after he read it once, going to the hospital to read it for somebody a second time, that's not what, that's called what? Yotzei Motzi. And even though he was Yotzei ready, he'd still be Motzi someone else. When he's doing it for himself, and also for others, that's Shomer Ka'ona. So the first time he read the Megillah, that's Shomer Ka'ona. That he's doing it for himself, and everyone else can listen along. But Yotzei Motzi is here, he doesn't need it for himself anymore. So then he can still do it for others by a mitzvah or a birkas mitzvah. So Shomer, Yotzei Motzi, you only say by a mitzvah or a birkas mitzvah. Say, for example, a person blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and now there's someone in the hospital who didn't hear. So I'm going to blow shofar for a second time for that person. So then he could do it. That's called Yotzei Motzi. Now, it's interesting, when we say Yotzei Motzi by Kiddush, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, even for the Bar Pirei Gofen. Right? You know, even though the Bar Pirei Gofen, Lachor, is a Brikas Hanenin, you can say the whole Kiddush twice. Even the Bar Pirei Gofen. Because since the Bar Pirei Gofen is an obligation, because you need to say a Bar Pirei Gofen for Kiddush, then he can repeat the Bar Pirei Gofen again and the Kiddush. So the question that the Achronim ask is, so Friday night, somebody comes in late, so he missed Kiddush, he missed Hamotzi, so he said, I can make Kiddush for him, but Hamotzi has to make himself. And if he can't make himself, he has to like sort of repeat after me. But I can't make it for him. So what's the difference? Kiddush is an obligation, but isn't Hamotzi also an obligation? Are you obligated to eat a suda Friday night? So is it so why don't we say Yotzei Motzi by Hamotzi? I understand the rest of the week we don't say it because it's a Birkas Hanenin. So there's no responsibility. But why don't we say on this as well? So the answer the Achronim from the Shulchan Aruch say is because that's the answer. The answer is that the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos is not eating, it's the Oneg Shabbos. So most people get their pleasure from eating. But technically speaking, if a person's not hungry or doesn't, you know, feels nervous about something, then on Shabbos he wouldn't be mechuyev to eat if he's not going to enjoy the eating. The mitzvah of Shabbos is enjoying the eating. So it's not a mitzvah of eating. You see, by Pesach night, even if you don't enjoy matzah, you still have to eat the matzah. It's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah achila. But Tzuah Shabbos is not a mitzvah achila. So since it's not a mitzvah achila, so then you don't consider the hamotzi to be like a chiv, because it's technically not always required. So if a person will enjoy fasting more than eating, on Shabbos you can fast. Most people I know enjoy eating more than fasting, so they'll eat. And that's how they explain it. Okay, so now we're going to go through several different brachas. I mean, we'll take between Bezush and this and next. So you pick, which bracha should we start with? No?
They're all good.
So give me one.
Do I know bracha?
So tell me which one.
What are we doing with
them? We're going to discuss them. So you tell me which bracha you want to discuss, and we'll discuss it. I just want to have some.
In Arizona.
Okay, you got it. Arizona's. Okay, now let me ask you a question. About the bore, meaning mezuzahs. Now, what do we make mezuzahs of?
Cakes,
cookies. Yeah, what else? Which of these four are different than
rice?
Why is rice different than cakes, cookies, and pasta? You say brioche. Right. That's the what's the remez?
I forgot.
Amen. Amen stands for ores, the aleph, the mizonos, and the fashos. So an ores and rice, you make a mizonos, and a fashos. So why is that? Normally, when you make cookies, what do you make? Mezonos. You make mezonos, and what else do you make? At the end. So why is rice different? So we have a thing called mechameshes mine dover. The five species of grain. What are they?
Wheat.
Chita.
Sora.
Chusman. Shibala Shulo.
Rye.
And Shibo. So it's what?
Wheat,
barley.
Rye. It's not rye. Which one's rye?
Spelt? Shibol Shuol. So Shibol Shuol is the one. That's the most questionable one. How much she pawn? Was it right? Okay. So these are the five things. Now, this is called Chamesh Mine Dom. So rice apparently is not one of the five. Okay? Who disagrees? Who says that rice is Mine Dom? From Yochanan ben Nuri. This rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the rabbi who says that rice is one of the Mine Dom. Now, what makes something Mine Dom? What's a characteristic that makes something worthy to be part of this list? That it could ferment and become chametz. See, all these things, we assume the chametz only comes from this list. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, on the other hand, said that rice could ferment and become chametz, and he had chametz in that as well. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri included rice in the list. But we what? We don't. We assume rice is not. So that's why technically we should really eat rice on Pesach. But why don't we? It's kidneys. So we Ashkenaz have this thing about kidneys, so we don't eat kidneys because we're afraid that there was some wheat that got mixed in, something like that. And so it's been like Ashkenaz, and we don't eat kidneys. It's fine. It's not all fine. My mother's farming, so I think she told me that when she grows growing up, they didn't have rice in their house. The Turkish Jews. Who we were farming, they were
Spanish.
They were Turkey. So therefore, the Ala Michya is said only on something that's from the Chamesh Mine Dom. But it's not from the Chamesh Mine Dom. So then not. So therefore, so why do you make a mezonos on rice? But since it fills you up, you make what? You make a mezonos since it fills you up. But you can't make an almichya because it's not from the five species. This can't become chametz. So that's why rice, the omein, is orez, mezonos, kefashos. Okay? That's, now, Shavua Shuel, what's the controversy? Oats. That's the question. Is oats one of the Chamesh Mine Dom or not? So most people assume it is. Actually, the definition of Shibol Shulol is oats. But it's not so pashut. Not everyone agrees to this. Like oatmeal. A lot of people in oatmeal would make what? A mezonos and an ala michya. But if you hold that it's from the Chamesh Mine Dom, then if it's not from it, then you can't. So this is a whole big machlokes. Some say, Professor Felix quotes a machlokes between Rashi and Rav Nosson Baal HaYeshiva. That Rashi says it is from Chamesh Mine, that oats is Shibol Shul, and others say not. Now, why is it so significant? So, what are you going to tell me so significant? Because you want to know what bracha to make on the Cheerios in the morning. You want to know what bracha to make on the oatmeal, on the oat cookies. Ah, big deal. So, you won't, you know, that's, I mean, of course it's a big deal. But there's ways out of that. In other words, if you're not sure, so eat something else instead. But it comes up for people who are celiacs. It becomes more and more popular, people who have to have gluten-free diets. So if they have to have gluten-free diets, so then it's a problem. So some people say it's probably like, you know, for hamotzi at the Shabbos meal, it's a problem for matzah. What about for matzah at the Seder? What do we, right? So some say, oh, so use oat matzah, because oats might be gluten-free. Rabbi Badi said to me, that's good for why it's a raya, that it's not from the Chamishas Minei Dovah. He goofa. And so it's a big discussion. This is the one conversation I ever had with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It was on this topic. Rav Shlomo Zalman told me that he's not choshish for this idea. But others are that oats, I remember Shech always used to speak about it, that oats could be enough for the formation of the Minei Dovah. Rav Badi is very strong in this, but it's not. So then, according to, if oats is not formation of the Minei Dovah, so if you have oatmeal for breakfast, what would you make on the oatmeal? One possibility is Mazonas of Reina Farsos, or maybe even Adama. Okay, but certainly not an Alamitka. Let me ask you a question. If I wouldn't have told you about the cakes and the cookies, the rice and the pasta, if we wouldn't have said that, what would you think the Bracha Bar Minim Mazonas means? What does mozon mean? What does the word mozon mean? Food? Mozon? Is that just a general word for food? Yes?
Food that really fills you up.
Okay, you want to add that in, but... Right. Food that fills you up. So I would think that maybe mazonas could be made on all food. Eat an apple, make a bar mazonas. So that's not Chazal Musakim. Chazal Musakim, mazonas is only on the chamishes, minei dogen and rice. So there's a famous sheet of the Chayi Odom. The Chayi Odom. You ever used the Chayi Odom? Yeah? Here in Yeshiva, NYU, or other places? Which class is that? What?
Gemara.
And Gemara use Chayi Odom?
Rambam cites everyone.
What?
Rambam likes to mention them a lot, right?
What? Which yeshiva?
don't know in terms of what they was from.
So you use Chai Yodam a little bit.
It sounds familiar.
Okay, Chai Yodam is a classical sefer. It's on Shulchan Aruch, Or Chaim. And it's it used to be like the one of the most popular halachas farm around, the Chai Yodam. So the Chai Yodam has a chiddush that b'dieved, if you made mazonos on any, you had a piece of chicken and you made mazonos, you don't say, because like you said, it's food which sustains, except for mayim and melech. Whereas you can't make a mazonos of water or salt, because that doesn't fill you at all, it's not substantial. Okay. So that's the opinion of the Chai Yodam. But really, the Chathila, Mazonis is only on Doga. But the Chai Yodam has this idea that's based on that since all food is called Mazon, at least food that fills you up to a certain degree, like you said, so B'dieved, if you made a Mazonis on an apple, you yotz.
Can't you say...
What's your name again?
Steven.
Percal. Where are you from?
New York, Manhattan.
Yeah, which part?
Upper East.
Which room?
AJ.
You went to Ramaz?
No, I was in Jersey before I went to Frisch and SAR.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
New Rochelle.
Where'd you go?
Went to
SAR. Rabbi Hartstark. He was my Chavrusa. Oh, Chavrusa. Where are you from?
White Plains, New York.
Where'd you go, Hank?
Westchester Hebrew High School.
Hey. Good. You will learn to Eretz Yisrael? You will learn Leva Torah?
Leva Torah.
And you? You?
I came straight from high school.
Okay. Good. Yes, so you were about to ask something.
I was going
to
say, can't you say a similar type of thing like for Shahako? And that's why they say, like, you're not sure of what the breath is, you can say on Shahako. Because, like, if you're saying the zona is just a general term for food, I know that, like, Shahako and Gero just means, like, that everything is.
Everything, right. So sort of similar to a hashahachal type of thing. Now, not everyone agrees with this this Chai Yodam. There are hashulchan might disagree, I think there are body, some that disagree with this Chai Yodam. Okay. So that's where my name is on this. Now, okay, so the one discussion is Shibol Shul. Is oats really one of the chameshes being a dog or not? Because if not, then you really shouldn't make him a zonus if oats is not. So maybe on the oatmeal, maybe you should make an adama or a burnt fashos, not a. No, this is disagreeing. Okay. Now. Now that you mentioned Mazonos, so we have to differentiate between two things within the category of Mazonos. One is called Kostes Esachita, and one is called Maisa Kedeo. not as close as a tzachita. Close as a tzachita means you take a kernel and you chew on it. So it's really not the... It wasn't processed. Because ma'is gedera means you took something from the grains, but the grains basically, you made it sort of into a porridge. Like, for example, farina. Not oatmeal, but farina. So that's from wheat. Right? So that's for sure it was always elementary. Because it's not a kernel. It was already grounded up. It was already processed, etc. So that's a mice today. But close to sachita, if you take a kernel, you just, you know, maybe cooked it or softened it a little bit, but it didn't become into a porridge or something like that. It didn't split up into pieces. So that you make what? An adam. And the ma'is gedera, like a porridge, that's what? Mazonos. So, the big question, I remember when I was growing up, this was like a big thing. They still have the super sugar snacks. Still have them, they still have them. But they call it cereal snacks.
Yeah.
It's just around.
Yeah.
So as a little kid, there was, you know, we were going to snacks. And then in Israel, what is it called in Israel? Shalva? Can you get the cereal shalva in Israel?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's like this, it's supposed to be like this super, it's like snacks. What?
Honey smacks.
Smacks. So, if you read the ingredients, so smacks, it says wheat. So I would even, so as kids, we always thought, if it's wheat, then we should make a mazonos and an alamechir. And that's what we always made on the smacks. Until the Moshe, the Sif said it over, the Moshe came out with his tshuva, and no, smacks is not an alamechir. The Moshe Paskin, that really, smacks is supposed to make a Adama and a Bari Nefashos. Adama and a Bari Nefashos. Why? Because it's not a ma'isa kedera. It's just a piece of kernel. Maybe part of the shell is off, whatever. The outer part is off, but it's still, so therefore, first I think he writes, if you want to make it, you can make a mazonos, but for sure not a alamicha. So that was a big thing, because we always were making alamichi on the smacks. And then the Moshe Paskin to make a very cautious. Others disagree. I think Rabbi Willig said differently. I think Rabbi Willig, if I'm not mistaken, is on the opinion that these things, the Toseis means it's not really the Derech Achila B'Kach. But this is a multi-million-dollar business. You know, so to say it's not the Derech Achila, even though it wasn't, maybe this is the Derech Achila, so maybe it should be Mazonos and Alamichia. But Moshe apparently held that what? That even if millions of people eat it, but the Maisa, if it wasn't created into a Maisa Kedera, then it's going to still be an Adam. But it didn't really you know, become like a parish. Or like, usually you take a kernel and you make it into flour, you take the flour and you make a cookie, a cake, etc. That's a nice, like a nice container. But here, it's the same kernel. So even though, like every real time now, a million people eat it, then the Rosh would say, but so what? And everybody also. And it's like Tosi says, it's achita. You know what another big discussion is? Rice cakes. Are any of you guys rice cakes eaters? Not even so much into rice cakes.
They're alright.
Well?
They're alright.
They used to sell them, I don't know, with like different types of coatings, you know, that makes them more geschmack. Okay. Sometimes I felt with no coatings, it's like just like dry. What's your opinion of rice cakes?
I would think
so a lot of people say, oh, it's rice. So people normally say, oh, rice is mezonos, and we're in foshos, rice cakes. But others say no. But just like we have these two categories, by chita, kosher to chita, and maize kedera, you have by oros also. You have kosher as oros. And then you have sort of like a Maisa Kedera of ours. So if you have like rice that's like a kernel, the way Ramadi put it to me is if you make it into a tafshil, that's a Maisa Kedera of ours. Tafshil. Like a cooked dish type of thing. But if it's not a tafshil, as Rabbi Bari said, then it's a kosher sonoros. So that's what Rabbi Bari said, a rice cake. So if you... Rabbi Bari said a rice cake should be a dog. Because it's like a piece of rice. Maybe it's puffed up a little bit. But it's not a... It's not a tafshil, it's not a maisa kedera. But others could argue, like Rabbi Willem's far is that tosis is if it's not their achila, but if the maisa, it's a million dollar industry, so maybe that should be categorized as tosis anymore. Because the word tosis, what does the word tosis mean? What does tosis mean? Kosis means to chew, right? So why do you use that verb kosis? So usually the Rishonim say that kosis implies that it's not something that's normal way. So it's called kosis. Okay, so that's the... So this is a big discussion about that. Now, mezonos has okay. So these are very important. You saw this about mezonos, but let me tell you another important thing. You see, another thing before we get to the other thing I want to tell you. Like, question is, see, Rabbi Bari from Lakewood, he has a chiddush. He wants to say that all cold cereals are basically like kosis, and all cold cereals would be adama, because it's like klios, what he says. Like, In other words, it's not like a Maisa Kedera. It's still the Tzura of like kernels. That's what cold cereals are. You know, like little things that you, you know. So even though, even so, someone will say no. Maybe that only applies to the smacks, because the smacks were never cut up into little pieces. The smacks were just like a kernel that was puffed up. But the body says even if it was pulverized but reconstituted, that doesn't make it a Maisa Kedera. That just makes it reconstituted as a kernel. It started as a kernel, like these, like Wheaties. Let's talk about Wheaties for a second. So many people make an Amazonas Alamithia on Wheaties. And everybody says, no, Wheaties is like a Kosis is Achita. Because even though probably Wheaties probably gets grounded up, right, I assume, and then reconstituted as a Wheatie, but everybody said, that's not what. In other words, the question is, when is it Kosis and when is it Maisa Kedera? So a lot of people say, well, you ground up and then reconstituted, that's really Maisa Kedera. But I said, no, that's only if it's reconstituted as a porridge or a cake. But if it's, even though it's ground up, but reconstituted as it was initially, like a tsura of a kernel, must taste also. What? Yeah, like a kernel. You know, it's not like a porridge or a cookie or a thing. It's like a, it's like cloyes, the way it says. So that's his shita. So everybody knows that all cold cereals or all kosis is a shita. And others say, no, once it's chopped up and then reconstituted, so then it can be a mezonos. But the puffed, the smacks, so then that was never chopped up. So that was just puffed up. So the Moshe says that for sure is a... that for sure is a Dhamma. But others, like I believe Rabbi Willing, and others say that Rabbi Willing said, but no, you can't call that Kosis anymore. That's even though it wasn't ground, but the mice it's Derech Achilu Bukach. So as Rabbi Willing, I believe, says that would be Mezonos and Alamechia. Okay, now, let me tell you something else about mezonos. This is very important service that we did here. There's a concept in Hilchos Brachos called Iker v'Tefila. But when you make brachas, so say you're eating two foods together. So if you're eating them together, you don't make two brachas. You only make one bracha, whatever is the ikar. So if you're eating, say, cracker with peanut butter, so I don't make two brachas, one on the cracker, one on the peanut butter. Because presumably you can make the mezonos on the cracker and the double on the peanut butter. No. What's the ikar? What's the tofel? The ikar is what? The cracker, and the peanut butter is just to enhance it. Or say, cracker jam. So what's the ikar? The cracker. The peanut butter is just to... But sometimes you have this thing, you're eating two things together. A fruit cup. So if it's very big, and in the fruit cup, there's ha'etz, there's like oranges and other things, but there's also melon, cut up melon, that's adama. So which one do you make? So if they're big pieces and you're eating them separately, so you make eights on the orange and adama on the cantaloupe. Pretend that they cut up into little pieces. When you take a spoonful, you take from both. So how do you know which is eaten, which is cut up? One word. Rove. Whichever is the majority. If there's more, what?
There's more oranges
than there are cantaloupe melon, then it's an ace on everything. And if it's more cantaloupe than oranges, then you just make a dough. The rove determines what the ikar is. However,
that's normally like a mix. Like I would say, in the case of like a sandwich, that's different, right?
Well, sandwich, you know, is everything is tuffle to the bread. But the halacha is that bezonos, say you have a mixture of, say for example, cholent. So what do you have for cholent? You have potato, you have meat, but you also have what?
Barley,
which is what? Bezonos. And the barley is what? It's cooked. Cooked barley. Now the barley is usually not the what?
The
rove, right? Yet the halacha is that since it's from it's mezonos, or as Ravai explains, from chamesh mina dohan, that's called as more chashivas. So if in every spoonful there's going to be barley in your spoon, you just make a mezonos and you don't make anything else. If it is a big potato or a big piece of meat that you can eat it alone, then you have to make a separate. But if everything's small and there will be barley and everything, so we have a principle of kol sheyesh bo hameshes mine davar mevarchim olav barei mine mezonos. In other words, anything that has hameshes mine davar in it, so even though it's not the rove, you make mezonos. Provided that it's somewhat significant, like revising the caution. This is a big question about cheesecake. What broth do you make a cheesecake? So what's the rove with a cheese piece of cheesecake? What's the rove?
The cheese.
The cheese. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is if the crust is very insignificant, a very thin crust. So then you make a shahakal of the cheesecake. But if the crust is something significant, a nice piece of crust, you know, even though it's still what? The minority, you ate what? You made results. Because that's the principle of kol sheyesh bo chamesh mina dohan, v'varcha milah tori mina results. Now that's a big question about schnitzel. What problem do you make a schnitzel? Okay, so what problem should you make a schnitzel? An Amazonas. Why?
Chicken,
but it's coated with... Right?
Well, chicken.
Is it right, but we said if it's Amazonas, that trumps the rove, right?
Only if
the mezonos has, as Rav Avadi explains, a hashivas to it.
That doesn't matter. There's
no hashivas. Right. So it would be what about a potato kiddush? That's mezonos. Why? Even though there could be more. Or a potato in the finish, but there's a serious thing. Okay.
What did you say finish was?
He said. Was it to see passing results? Because if it's just a thing, let's talk about onion rings. What's your opinion of onion rings?
No.
So, or half a, well, sometimes we have, so do you ever go to the Shmorg in the Marina del Rey?
When it's those, like, those blooming onions?
There's those big,
like in Dougie's.
Yeah, Dougie still exists? Did a kosher yeshiva, like Rabbi pointed out, only if it's a chashivas kada. So it doesn't have to be relevant, it has to be chashiv. Okay, so well, now we're doing mazon, so next week you have to remind me, you start mazon, so we have to start about pasta on the kista next week. Remind me? Pasta, meaning we want to talk about pizza, and we want to talk about things like that, and paprika. Pizza with cookies, possible pizza, the next continuation of the other things, etc. But I think these are very important yesodas that we cover today. Okay? Okay, enjoy the week.
Thank you.
Let's do the same.